Now look, you take the scientific research and you take red, a piece of a red goods, a red piece of stuff, cellophane, and look through at a piece of red, and red through red looks white. Try it. Take red and look through red, it looks white. While we, through wrongdoings, are red, though your sins be like scarlet, red, through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus, God looking through there, red through red looks white. They shall be white like snow.
Amen.
See? Not through your something else, but through the blood, the only place that he can fellowship. Outside of there, your own righteousness, he'll never see it. Your good works, he'll never know it. Until you come beneath the blood. Then he sees you as his own beloved son or his daughter. Red through red looks white. No matter what you've done, sinner friend, when God looks to you, your confession of sins is being wrong. And God looks to the blood of the Lord Jesus, he sees you snow white. No matter what you've done, he's looking through you through Christ's blood. You're redeemed. Precious thing. God will never condemn you no more. He can't condemn you. When God made the first man, he made the heavens and earth. And when God stood back on the old creation and looked up on it, he didn't look up on it to judge it. He looked up on it and said, how good it is. He admired it. Oh, my! You see it? He looked and seen how good it was. Everything is perfect. The trees and everything, the man, the woman, it was all perfect. He said, it's very good. But now Satan perverted that. But if God could not condemn his first creation, how much more is it impossible for him to condemn his second creation?
Amen.
When you are created anew in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You can't do it yourself no matter how much you want to. You can't do it. It's a gift of God. No man can come to me except my Father draws him. And all that comes to me, I'll give him everlasting life and will raise him up to the last day.
Amen.
And when God has born you anew by the Holy Spirit, he can only look upon you as a perfect work because he did it himself.
Amen.
Boy, amen.
All right.
Amen. He can't condemn you.
Amen.
For you are his workmanship. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Oh, my. I feel like shouting like the Methodist.
Amen.
Think of it. You are God's workmanship. He did it by our sovereign grace.
Amen.
Not because you jumped, not because you went to church, not because you turned a new page, but because God, by his mercy,
amen,
brought you into Christ in the fellowship and looks upon you as a perfect work of his own.
Amen.
Why? I brought him. I presented him to the blood, and there's nothing wrong with my work, he said. You are God's workmanship.
Praise
now, just a moment. Now, how did they come now? They come up and they've done anything wrong? This waters of separation must be kept in a clean place. Oh, wish we could deal on it a little while. A clean place. The waters of separation is the Word. Paul said over in Ephesians, over here said, for he has washed us with the water of the Word. See, the waters of the separation, the Word, preaching the Word, separates you. You hear the Word say, I'm wrong. I better quit this. I'm playing church. I better quit that. See, that's the waters of separation and should be kept in a clean place.